Okay. Was 9/16, you said?
This is the November board meeting?
This is the November board meeting.
9/18.
9/18. Okay, I passed an agenda around. I'm gonna get my pen out, I got too many pockets here now. I appreciate the support that I received from the board when I first arrived this morning about my attire.
Well, the hat was really what pulled it together.
All we needed was a haystack sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have an add to the agenda. I sent an agenda around, but I would like to add under new business an anniversary celebration for the Walker Fire Department, since next year is our 50th year. Without objection? Without modification, do you have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda with the addition.
I will second. Terry Piskey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Public comments? President's report. God, every time I think I'm gonna have something to say, I forget about it, so.
How about stop hassling me about my outfit? That's the only thing the president has to say.
All right. So I think things are going along pretty well. Weather, we have had exceptional weather, and so it's good. Secretary's report? I make my comments too often, if I remember my break.
Passed out the minutes.
Passed out?
Give everybody an opportunity to look at them online. And who would like to, any objections?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes as posted.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Treasury report. Okay, the treasurer is not here, but he is in Texas, ending up some personal business. And I have all right, I'm gonna talk about the treasurer's report. We're in good shape. There are several things about the budget, the way we're getting these documents. I'm gonna talk to Adam about maybe modifying a little bit, talk to Adam and Steve and see. Because we get multi-pages of figures that unless you just sit down and start going through them, don't make much sense to me. I mean, it's hard to read it. For instance, contributions for October is $2,197.25. But we have budgeted $6,333.33. So it shows a shortfall for October of $4,136. Well, what they've done, and I think historically, is they divide how much money we bring in by, you know, during the annual thing, and then they divide it by 12 and make each month have that kind of input. I think it's good to know. Maybe that's kind of what's happening, but I don't think that's a good measurement necessarily. But if we had a budget, if we had a report that said, this is how much we budgeted for income, and this is how much we've received, this is how much we have left to go, and then we can use this kind of report. But that would make sense to me about all the things. A running balance. And it may be in this. It may very well be in this. But I only got through the first couple, three pages before you guys came in and started harassing me about my hat. So.
And for me, I guess I'd like to see if we took in $2,100-some-odd this month, what was the same last year? That's more my benchmark.
Month to month. You know what? That may be here. I think it is. Back on page 5 or 6 or something. Yeah. Well, we have a June year to year, what it is. It's June, October. It has accumulated, but it doesn't necessarily compare.
I see.
October.
Gotcha. To me, that would make more sense, but maybe not.
Yeah, I know that would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Have that in a simpler format.
Right.
not that this is a bad format. You just have to read through it.
Maybe just take the cap sheet, you know, have the
Like
kind of P&L, and have a recap.
So if there's no objection, I'll talk to Adam and to Steve and see if he can. I think that's an easy enough thing to do, but the bottom line is that, you know, we're fine in terms of
I think we have more cash on hand than ever before, and things are running great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, all these things that I started were like, these are just, like, you have budgeted items, but with no expenses during the month for firefighter morale expense. You did spend some money there, $145, but you had budgeted $100, so you overspent $43 this month. So last month you had $100 that you mm-hmm. didn't spend, so there's really no, there's no picture when you look at this of what is actually happening. You know. So, but at any rate, the numbers are good, and we'll just have to dispense with a formal treasurer's report unless somebody wants to read all these
numbers. No, I move we accept the treasurer's report as written.
Second. I really couldn't agree more. Or faster.
Okay.
So to summarize, things are looking good.
Things are looking good,
that's
yeah.
It. All right, we're good. Yeah.
And
things other than
all in favor.
Yeah.
All right. Fire chief report.
All righty. So calls. We had 3 medical calls, including an MVA motor vehicle accident on Senator Highway, which, you know, so kind of an average month, I would say. Training, we had pump operations, as well as mapping / familiarization of roads. Personnel, so this is interesting. Scott Phillips may be pulling together our chance to go out next fire season. If this comes together, it would only be one truck that would ever be out of the area and only only 2 medical personnel. So this has come up before. The kind of the context behind this is, you know, leaving the cupboard bare at home, and, you know, that's not going to be the case. Scott feels as though he can get us an engine boss through his connections down in the valley. That either pans out or it doesn't. If it does, great, we have people that are interested in going, but that's, you know, 3 or 4 people on Patrol 80. If it's a medical situation, that means taking the existing bag we have out. They want teams of medical personnel. Mark Keegan says he can work with the WCAA to provide us another bag and stock it. He either can or he can't. If so, then that allows us to go out again, you know, send out a team of 2. You know, we still have other paramedics here that are able to respond, other EMTs that are able to respond. The nature of my work situation is it just really doesn't make sense for me to go out. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing the right thing by my client. So I'll be around, you know, regardless. So it's a potential money maker, as we've talked about many times before. For the department, if it can come together, it's kind of, there's visibility for this. I'm not setting an expectation that it's going to happen, but I want everyone in the loop in case someone somehow feels it's a, you know, absolutely a terrible idea, but I do want to address the bare cupboard concept, which won't come into play.
Engine 80, is it a pumper truck?
It's a pickup truck. It's technically called a Type 6.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, in terms of money, it's kind of a bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
Bills around the clock, even though we're not using it around the clock. The,
right.
The rate is $90-something bucks an hour.
Right.
You know, it's...
Central. Yeah, yeah. That's great.
If it happens, great. You know,
right.
There's visibility.
Right.
It's early days, and you know, I want to give anyone the chance to speak up if they have a serious problem. Communication. The systems update discussed last month with PRCC looks like it might be a little bit more cost-wise for us in the neighborhood of $300 versus $150 or $200 previously thought. But there is talk that this would require payment spread out over several years. You know, the payment for the other departments is, you know, the bigger ones is tens of thousands of dollars. So they would want to spread it out so we would have the same opportunity. So, you know, right now it's looking like $300.
Gotcha.
But it's still going to be small.
$10 a year for 30 years?
Something like that, yeah.
And
then also related to communications, I sat on a panel that interviewed 2 candidates for PRCC director. Neither candidate was hired, so the search continues. I offered to help further with this, but that could be a little ways off. You know, the idea being, this creates an opportunity where we're kind of contributing to, you know, the dispatch center. You know, we've never done that before. We just show up to the meetings, keep our mouths shut. But this is not, you know, we're helping if they want further help, you know, we're in a position to continue to offer it. And so I think that's a good relationship enhancer. Facilities, while I was away in October, Mark Keegan, I was gone for a week, Mark Keegan cleaned the bays like I've never seen before. You could have eaten chili off the floor. It was unbelievable. I mean, it's been a couple of few weeks since then, so who knows if you could do that still, but I just want to note, you know, what a phenomenal, like cobwebs out of the windowsill in here. I mean, really, you know, he made a day of it. And
nice. Nice. We just talked about that last month, so
yeah. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association nominations for 2017 officers will be this Thursday at the meeting. No one's indicated a willingness to replace me as president. But if you need a guy to make copies and set appointments, I'm your guy. But beyond that, we need someone else in the position. Fleet, Tender 81 is in for annual maintenance with P85, P83, and P81 still to go, and with an oil change for Rescue 81. We don't take Rescue 81 to the fleet maintenance shop. It just needs an oil change, and so, you know, we're not going to get a $200 oil change.
Oh, cool. Who does that?
We just go to Oil Can Henry's or Grease Monkey or the like.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Whatever's convenient for Dan, bless his heart for doing that.
Right.
And then last item, this is a long one to read to you, sorry. A byproduct of the last two trainings is whether Walker Fire should consider a hose tender for its fleet. A hose tender is a vehicle that carries hose. This can range from a vehicle that looks an awful lot like a regular fire truck to a flatbed truck with massive reels that looks like a truck for telephone or electric wire, or a pickup truck like what we may be able to get for free from the Forest Service or Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Marshal, the former Arizona State Forestry. I will pursue this free angle. This is not something we should spend money on beyond a possible paint job on a free pickup and some more hose. So I'm going to pursue, you know, assuming there's no objection to getting a free pickup truck. The thing about the paint job, if we get something from the Forest Service, and this is possible, I learned when we were looking at the BLM truck. By the way, don't use hashtag BLM if you're in social media at all. It means something else. And that's a hard way.
I don't want to know that, actually.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure if I want to know what that means.
Black Lives Matter.
Oh.
It's a whole different flow of traffic.
It could be Blue Lives Matter.
Same difference. Anyway.
Sinatra effect.
Mm-hmm. So if we got a truck from the Forest Service, it would be that green color.
Right.
And, you know, frankly, it would just be weird for us to have.
Oh, I see. I thought maybe they would require that we painted it.
They actually don't. I found that out.
All right.
But
I like that green.
I think it's awesome, but it's, you know, it would just be weird.
You put the big Walker stickers on it. I mean, you know.
If it were just a pickup truck and we had a shell on it, I think what would make the most sense is that it just go at the chief's house. Mm-hmm. I mean, for now, that's me. At some point, it'll be someone else. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's a lot. You know, that's a project. Again, similar to the personnel item, unless someone has an objection, you know, to any part of that idea, you know, I'll start working on it, and I don't know if it will pan out. And it's not an urgency. And that's all I got.
Okay. Just let me throw something out. APS, Salt River Project, all the electric companies have real trailers, okay, of various sizes. Some of them hold as many as 8 reels or 6 reels. At a time. Some of them are 2-reel trailers, and they're just a tow behind. Something you could put behind the pickup or put behind one of the tenders to haul out. Okay, and the only thing you have to do is license it. And those go to auction on occasion. I don't know if the phone company still uses those. They probably do. I see them in the valley when they were using the fiber optic. But there's no fuel required, and they're easy to store. You just back it in some place and leave it. So I'll just throw that out.
Put a tarp over it.
So I'm going to address that.
Yeah.
Sure. Part of the context that I should have included, I guess, Where a tender can't get, we can drive a pickup there. It's a whole lot easier to roll hose down, unroll hose downhill. So that's kind of the idea.
Put a hitch behind the pickup. The trailers are various sizes.
Yeah.
Some of them are big that require to be pulled behind a 26,000 GVW truck.
Well, do you want to take a trailer to John Owen Essien's house?
You never make it.
No, we just need to string a line. He needs to put a
cable over
the winch.
The idea is a pickup truck that can get anywhere.
More agile.
And essentially throw the hose down the hill toward the tender.
Yeah. Because the question is, accessibility and everything that you add. Trailers are probably fine. We have a trailer that you can put the hose on. But
we don't.
A vehicle would be better.
All right. But if you needed something for a hose, then you could decide.
The key word here is if we get something for free. This is not an emergency.
Right.
It would make things just that much easier in a couple of situations.
It's just that brick by brick build the quality of the fire department.
Yeah, I
agree.
That's great.
And I just thought I'd throw it out.
Mm-hmm. The Rec on the Senator, how did you drive by Hacienda Lake?
Yes.
Wow.
And we go out there.
Deep draft right there.
We go out there kind of a lot.
Really, that's a long ways for. Isn't it 3 miles or not?
It's a no man's land.
Okay.
Sometimes it's Groom Creek.
Yeah, I see.
We've been out there before with Prescott Fire. Hmm. It's anything goes up there.
They call us to help out, or what's the story?
No. Hmm. I mean,
was it south of where Walker meets Senator? Or?
This one was. We usually don't go north of there. I think we have once or twice. It's just a tiny, tiny way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're just dispatched out there, period.
Interesting. Okay.
Any other questions for Roger?
Return right there, too.
Oh, yeah. I've pulled somebody out of my ATV on that thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Roger?
Nope.
Okay, Roger, I think things seem to be going really well. Mm-hmm. And your business with the Chiefs Association, are you saying that you're not in the candidacy for the presidency?
I'll do it one more year, but...
I know this is something that you're really anxious to do.
Well, I mean, we're treading water. When Chief Brown from mayor was the president, we got $1.5 million worth of grants. That's outside my strike zone.
Yeah. Sure.
Simple as that.
Okay.
For now, we might as well, I've used this before, and I stole this from someone else, might as well just be sitting around a table at, IHOP, shooting the breeze.
Right.
Okay.
Well, with that motion. Being said, I'd love to make a motion to accept these fire chief support.
Okay. 50 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Committee reports. Do we have any committees doing anything? It's wintertime.
Should we couple the 50th anniversary with Walker Day?
Let's get to that when we talk about the...
Okay.
Are we going to add it now? I suppose if we're going to add it as a committee.
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe we could committee on it.
Okay, let's talk about the news. Okay, anybody have a committee report? Okay. Old business, fall newsletter from the communications from Staba. It is in the final stages. Joyce, this is her last week with the color guard stuff, so she'll get she's already been adding and changing the names that we have. This list is basically the same as the list that we used in April or March-April, and with the changes that we have that we know about, with people that have let us know that they've moved, because she only gets that list free once. So then we just use that list, and we take out the names. That's why I sent that around. We get a list from the post office. We have these returns. The treasurer gets them or somebody gets them because we have to. There's a fee for these returned things. And then we take those names out, and it'll be ready. It takes a week or so after we give it to Sir Speedy before they mail it out. But it should be out before the end of November, well before the end of November, which is early for – we actually have a pretty good jump on this so far. And but we never know until we see it. He'll send it to us first to review it. So take a look at it when you see it, when you get it. Read it, make some comments, see what we've added, a couple things. I had a request for volunteers. I had thought about trying to add in something about the anniversary. I can do that with emails to the community, but I thought maybe it'd be a good thing to start it in there because I have the name of the original incorporators. Well, I'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, so that's what's going on. Any questions about the newsletter?
Did I lose the thread? Greg and Lonnie sent out a version of it already.
Oh, did they?
I think I thought.
I looked it up on my email machine, but it was in the last. It was this past week. It went out to the board.
I had something on my phone.
All right.
So I haven't looked at my laptop.
No, I haven't. Check your email, Bill.
$500 a year.
$500 a day. Okay. Okay. All right. So that's we need to answer him back because then it'll be a Serfini on Monday if I'm if we're not careful.
So then just request the board members take a look at the
Take a look at it and see if there's any changes, anything that you see that says, oh my God, we don't want to do that, or hey, can we add something else?
Finally, comment is we had talked in the past about maybe doing like the spring newsletter, actually mailing it out, and maybe in the fall doing it electronically. And then maybe follow that up with a letter that says your fall newsletter is available online, and send that with a envelope for them to send in a contribution. Because that was one of the problems of not sending out something physical was that we didn't have an envelope for them to say, oh, and this is my moment to check the box, add some money in a check, and send it back in.
Yeah, well, I mean, the donations drop drastically. And,
if we don't send the letter.
There was feedback about not having a document. That's what we did before because Greg had actually suggested an electronic format.
Right.
And back in the day.
Five years ago or so.
And we actually did it one year. And didn't have the same results.
Okay. All right.
As the actual
I couldn't
mailing.
Remember if we tested the water there.
Yeah.
Not.
Okay. Yeah. But we did. What we did is we didn't do what you suggested with an envelope.
Yes.
We sent a postcard announcing.
Okay.
It was an advertising postcard announcement.
Right.
But it didn't have any return.
An actual envelope with a tear out.
Yeah. And the envelopes that we get back are not necessarily the envelopes that we send out.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Right. You know they send. It comes in all forms. Some of it comes back like that, but it's not 100%. It's like 50% maybe. But.
Well, you know me. I'm always choking on the, what, $1,500 or so we spend or $1,000 to send out the newsletter.
Right. It's just part of the, you know.
If it's a cost of doing business, then it's successful.
Sure.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. The merchandise. I've talked to Karen several times. She had thought about a web page, part of the on the web page, and then that has kind of, this is all a new experience for her. So she has an email address, merchandise@walkerfire.org, and she will be sending emails. They should be starting to come out now when she has merchandise and people that want to buy merchandise during the winter, she will customize and ship to them. Hmm. One of the things that she's been asking about is doing, you know, having the email list herself to be able to send it out. I'm reluctant to do that. I think that Chris should be the one that sends the emails, so there's at least some filter and in terms of what who has access to the actual mailing list.
I agree. I think if it comes through the website as an inquiry, he could forward it to her, and she
would respond. That's exactly what he said. I don't know if you've seen his emails. We've had some email exchanges to that purpose. So. She's doing a great job. She's still selling merchandise to people that contact her. And Tony was down here dragging stuff out. And she has stuff at the house that hasn't been put down here, so she can ship stuff out of her house.
And that's Karen and Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
Right? Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. It's Karen and Tony is drug into it.
Right. Right. Okay. I agree.
So, aren't we all?
Yeah. All right. So. Okay, anything else about any other old business? New business, the volunteer list. All right. We had, you know, who wasn't here for Wyatt? Did you come to the insurance? You didn't come to the insurance thing? Were you weren't here either? Well, there's a packet over there on Roger's desk got yours, I guess. It was on the table here. Or is that just an extra one or whatever?
I can share it with the group, obviously.
It's a VBIS. It's a VBIS package. You know, well, there's one there on the corner, too, I thought. Yeah, okay. He had... Yeah,
there it is.
It's an you remember from this before. It's an impressive package for volunteers. And the volunteers are not necessarily firefighters, right? Karen and Tony are covered. There are accidental death benefits. So if they're on a trip, you know, not related to the Walker Fire, if they're killed in a traffic accident
and they're active
and they've been active, they have benefits as a result of their activities here with Walker Fire. People like Tony, Angie and Chris. The other people that helped with all the pancake breakfasts, the ones that helped
sure,
with
Walker Days.
Right. Walker Days may be a little more problematic because you have, just individuals that come that one day. They're not really engaged in the activities that, you know, like, but, you know, a lot of them are.
Sure,
yeah, the ones that
right.
are,
you're
the
right.
ones that are. So
people come help sort and you never see them again.
So I didn't ask that question. Wyatt, whether or not the casual participant
right.
was actually covered, because we have, you know, we'll have hundreds of volunteers.
Right,
and,
right,
and,
right.
And,
well, like Roger said, I mean, it's a robust coverage. It covers
yeah.
a lot of different situations. Yeah,
yeah, and it certainly covers it covers personal items that are lost
mm-hmm.
during their activities with the
right.
fire department.
Right.
So there was a lot of that was new to, you know, that we hadn't really considered, and it's a very generous coverage. So anyway, that brings me to, and we don't do a good job of keeping volunteer lists. We don't know who comes and helps us. So I think that in the event that I'm at, and I think we should probably, as a general practice, initiate a sign-up sheet for people that are working at an event, so that we know who's there.
That's a great idea.
And if they help, you know, I understand that, you know, everybody gets up and takes and moves a chair right at the end of the thing. I don't know that that's what we're talking about. Or what I'm not talking about. It's the people that are actually coming.
Just so Linda and Chad, Jim, and show up for everything.
Chad's and those people
yeah.
that come. That have been active here, and like several of them don't live in the area, and so they're not necessarily known to everybody that they've been coming to help, like Jim. So we have we can do that. And I don't know if that takes action by the board to do that. If we want to make a motion, somebody make a motion to that effect, that we maintain a list of volunteers.
So, okay.
Because he being Wyatt, if there's a claim made,
right,
he's going to come back to us and ask us,
right,
is this person, you know,
okay,
a volunteer for this organization?
And his comment also, just to interject, is that it's got to be sanctioned so that the board's aware of it. So if there's a volunteer list and we sanction it, there's a list, I think.
Yeah.
COA, and, you know, be able to offer any benefits to volunteers. God forbid something negative
mm-hmm.
or something happens.
Sure.
So
okay.
Under whose purview? Who would keep track of that?
Yeah.
I like it even more.
Secretary. But he's not always at all the events.
Correct.
But there should be.
Someone should get me the list.
Right.
And I could.
It'll
PDF it.
Yeah.
Keep it on our. I have
a record.
I have a record of it on.
It should be over here in the drawer.
Right.
Well, I have an electronic record. I keep
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But
sure.
I have an electronic record
okay.
of it.
Mm-hmm. It's just something you could create on Excel.
All right.
Spreadsheet and.
Well, and I like the idea.
The top of the heading on.
Okay. So
let's situation and date.
Let's craft a motion here for somebody who wants to make a motion to that
effect.
Would it be
for a respective event, or?
It would be for any event, any
right.
volunteer, any time there's an activity here that benefits the fire department. And that could be Mark even sweeping. It doesn't necessarily have to be Mark, you know, what he did. But anybody that comes and helps at the fire department, there should be a log. A volunteer log, so they've signed in and they have done this work, and maybe even the number of hours that they participated.
So I'll make a motion that we start keeping track of the number of the volunteers that come through our door, and perhaps the things that they actually do while they're here. And for and it could be for liability purposes. It could be. I would love to see. I'd love. It could also be so we could have a email list together. So if we wanted to contact people looking for volunteers, it would be easy. Craft all that, Bill.
Okay, here.
So be name,
motion,
phone number,
motion
and
create a list. Create a list of volunteers for each.
Maybe for accountability.
Each function.
That our activity.
Oh, we're, this is in response to an insurance thing. Better to be more vague than more specific.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Generate a list of volunteers for each activity that benefits the WFPA.
Good.
Very second.
Okay. It should be kept by the secretary. Maintained by the secretary of the association, right?
But ultimately, it'd be great if...
And I will have it ready for the next board meeting to present a template.
Okay. Yeah, all right. A form.
Right.
Okay. So, we're going to...
You add the word active in there? Active volunteer?
No.
Or if somebody shows up one time, so it helps...
That'll be up to the user of the list for their purposes. If they don't think they qualify, you know, then they can make that decision. We give them a list of people that we have.
I think by what my interpretation of the meeting with the insurance broker was that they would request, he was an active volunteer, something, God forbid, happened. Can you prove that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, here's the list for the last 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
You've seen him twice.
He's been there two times, been there six times.
Right.
Yeah.
He's been there once and didn't show up for any of the other events.
Okay.
And it's up for interpretation of the insurance carrier to decide the benefit allocation at that point, my understanding.
Right.
So I think if we keep a track of it and we give it to them, that's all we can do.
Absolutely.
The determination of them at that point.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to create, not a list, we're going to create lists of volunteers for each activity that benefits the Walker WFPA. To be maintained by the Secretary of the Association.
Bingo.
And again, I think it's a great idea. I could see it at Walker Day. I could just ask people as you come in, sign in, basically sign in. And
volunteer sign in.
And it'd be up to the person that's leading the event
right.
to make sure that those volunteers are signed in.
Right,
okay.
Right. I agree. I think
okay.
it's a great
So then
idea.
We'll distribute to all the board members, distribute
sure.
to the committee chair on
okay.
events, and then this way you print
right.
it up and
right.
have it for the event and get it back to me.
Right.
So, John. You have made a motion, is that, you know,
correct.
This is, you know, I think Robert's Rules, the guy that runs Robert's Rules is over in the corner and throwing it up in the wastebasket. He's going to create a list of volunteers for
Robert
each
said.
Activity that benefits the WFPA to be maintained by the Secretary of the Association.
All right.
Okay. All right, do I have a second? Terry Piskey seconds. Any other discussion about this? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I've got 9 minutes, Bill.
Nine minutes.
Okay. Yeah,
I got to go by Todd.
Okay. All right. September 11th, 2017 is our 50th anniversary. I didn't look at the calendar yet to see what day the 11th falls on. I just hope it's not Yom Kippur.
Too early.
Huh? Too early?
Not necessarily. I'll get that info.
I didn't know that I've ever seen it earlier than like around the 20th. But
how long have you been tracking it?
two weeks.
2 years.
When I was a young boy in Armenia, Roger.
Yes.
We had a lot of fears, a lot of things that we.
Well, we don't. We really don't want to interfere with that again. I mean, that was a crazy thing for us to do. As we found out. Okay, the 11th is a Monday.
Off the hook for Jewish holidays.
Okay, cool. Okay, so September 9th would be a board meeting, but we could certainly have a celebration that day for the anniversary, too. The board meeting could be in the morning, you could have an afternoon, and
it would be on a weekend, yeah.
It was certainly on a weekend. And it's the 50th anniversary, It'd be the 9th and the 16th.
Would the week before be Labor Day, and is there any merit to doing it for Labor Day weekend?
Could be.
I mean, the answer might be no, but at least consider it.
Yeah. The 4th would be Labor Day weekend.
A lot more people would be up there. Would it be appropriate or inappropriate to couple it at the end of the month with Firefighter Appreciation Day?
Yom Kippur.
No, once again, let's go to the big wheel.
Okay. September 29th is Yom Kippur.
That's Friday.
That's a Friday.
Yeah.
And the 30th.
And the 30th, okay.
So we know that is not, so Firefighter Appreciation Day is going to be in October then.
I like Labor Day weekend myself.
Okay, so for the anniversary Labor Day weekend, this isn't something we have to really...
Right, we can carve out
a date.
Right.
And because, we do the thing on the, we do the annual meeting on Memorial Day weekend, so it's not unusual that we would do something.
Now, let me ask, what actual Saturday is that? It's the second Saturday, of course.
The 9th is the second Saturday.
Okay.
The Labor Day is the first weekend, as it happens. The September 1st is Friday.
Okay.
So the 4th would be the Labor Day. So if we could do it on the 2nd of September, the 2nd of September would be Saturday.
Okay.
Now, the question is, what would be the scope of this thing? How big would you want to make it? You want to make it a second, like a Walker Day, or it would be just a big birthday celebration? Here's my thought, or what I would like to do, because as you saw in my article and newsletter, I've been going through some of my grandparents' stuff and seeing some things. We have poster-sized pictures in plastic of a newspaper article that was published in 1955 of our cabin. And my grandparents and several of us are in the pictures, and they came from some Arizona Weekly magazine, and they took pictures of the beehive, the blue jay, the mine, the dumps, and the Poland Tunnel, and all that sort of stuff. And they had a big article about Walker in 1955. I have the list of the original incorporators from the fire department. As it happens, incidentally, that we were incorporated on September 11th, which, is, I don't know what that means. But of those people that are on, I don't know where they are now, all those people that are on that, there's 20 of them, maybe 15 or 20 people that are listed as incorporators. Some of those families are still here. The Schultz family is still here. I think the Wagner family is still here, if they're even involved. I would like to spend some time finding those people and have sort of a little historical look at Walker from those people that started that, and we'll make this kind of a little history thing on our anniversary.
And then and now.
Then and now, and get as much input as I can from people that have been here. I've been here, the family's been here since 1947, there's still people that have been here 20, 30 years, which is a long time. I bumped into a guy at the trash yesterday. He lives up here full time. Never seen him before. He'd never seen me before. And he lives up on Eureka. He just doesn't come to the functions and doesn't participate at all. But they've been here for 20, 25 years.
Let's talk about what scope we'd like to make this, how big we'd like to make it. I mean, it could be a potluck barbecue kind of a thing.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's once every, I won't see another 50-year Walker Fire Department anniversary in my life. So.
Kids events?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
cake walk.
You want to do another cake walk? You want to
It's like a Walker.
Yeah.
I like a good midget toss, too. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, okay.
Lauren Bykirk and Mike Burns, we had some, I don't remember if it was a Walker Day, an annual meeting, I don't know what it was, but there was something in recent times, like last two or three years, where we set up some history stuff in the bays at some event. I think maybe that's in line with...
Right.
I agree. I was going to say the same thing. They had those photographs.
And Mike Burns. He the pink car is his... That's his story.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren is the unofficial historian for the...
Yeah, yeah.
Walker.
Lauren has an old web page up with all sorts of stuff.
I've
Holy cow.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody's in agreement, we'll set something up for the 50th anniversary. We'll certainly have something announced in the next newsletter.
September is quite a bit away, but there could be a merchandising opportunity.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
50th anniversary
t-shirt.
Merchandise on the T-shirt.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Excellent.
That makes sense. Sure.
Maybe
Walker
even those 50. Little coins that we're talking about, celebration coins, challenge coins. Maybe we can do a 50th anniversary.
Walker 50.
50th anniversary coin.
And yet, yeah, we kind of maybe have put the kibosh on that, but we could do a keychain. Because that's big enough for a keychain ornament, the one you were talking about.
So what? Okay, so now we've...
Two different things.
But at the same time, they kind of meld together a little bit. So why are you not being able to do a challenge coin?
Well, Roger and his folks they thought it looked a little too cartoonish, not what they had in mind.
Do you want an update on that, or
we could?
Hijacking the...
No. I mean, this is fine, because what perfect opportunity to add a 50th anniversary to your challenge coin, so that be part of the whatever design that you...
The design about. Already accounts for that.
Okay.
It has the formation date.
Okay.
Whatever the right term is.
Right.
So the coin with... I guess his name is Norm, and I don't know anything beyond that. So that's not going to work out. I've done a little bit of research, found something else that I may have looked at before. $8 a coin, the minimum quantity is 101. So I'm going to put it to the firefighters. I mean, basically, with the numbers we talked about before, the organization would be putting out, like, $2 a coin, that would leave about $6 a coin for the guys to either pay for or not. So the next step is an indication of interest from the group. I've got, David wants 13 of them out of 101, which, so he's, practically funding the whole thing himself. But we've got to see what the interest level of the group is.
Right. Based at that new price.
Yeah, I mean, would they take, 75 of them, and then maybe they're all paying $8 and the department buys the other 25, that sort of thing.
Right.
$8 either prices them out or it doesn't.
I think you could spend the $800 from us. I don't have any objections to that at all.
Well, we have because it's part of the budget, right?
Firefighter, morale.
Morale budget.
I think there's, you've done such a great job of bringing us into the fire community here in Yavapai County. That's $800, right? And they can reimburse us, that's fine. But I don't think worrying about how much we're going to sell should be a consideration.
Okay.
If you didn't sell any of them, and if you gave each one of them, each one of the 30 guys one of those coins, and you still would have 70 left over. I'm sure Matt will buy, like you say, David will buy them. But
if I give everyone one, David will buy another dozen. I don't know why he wants so many, but that's cool.
because he probably is in a situation where they hand them out. I mean, they just give those out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
it's very popular.
Well, I know it's a big thing.
A new unit they can't...
But in addition to that... Right, it's a challenge coin. That's something that we could use in our merchandise and sell them for $15 at the merchandise thing.
Maybe we can try and see.
I spent $20 on a Granite Mountain Hotshot coin. I mean, there's a market there to be sure.
Right.
It's profiting off of the firefighters is not something I want to do.
Right.
Well, but you don't sell it to the firefighters.
No, I'm with you. I mean, but
if for $800, we might even think about having a one made up for the 50th anniversary and having it part of the merchandise inventory.
And then you'd have two, but that'd be the problem with that. See, if you have one,
specifically Walker 50, right?
Well, the question is, if the group thinks that there's a merchandising opportunity with these things,
right,
Bill's event, which is
right
9 months away,
yeah,
should we get 150 of them? I mean, I don't know the answer. I don't know, but I don't know. I mean, because then we're looking at if
1,200 some bucks.
is probably less than that. We could probably get them for $7 a coin, but let's assume 1,200.
Right.
Does that make any sense? And maybe it doesn't.
It does to me.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would sell better if it actually said Walker 50.
Yeah.
Something
like
that.
I agree.
And the guys would say, oh, cool. Sorry, we're giving out a challenge coin, we've been here 50 years. I think that would be kind of a nice touch. And the last piece of that, as a marketing person, I always want to add value. I want to put a hole in it, make it into a keychain ornament. Because I think people would be more apt to
want it. Their own hole.
Well, in fact, if you even left the spot.
They
want
to drill a hole.
Nobody wears this around our neck. They're bragging for
keychain. Keychain ornaments.
Maybe we should order some medallions.
Hey,
wear like this.
A big clock?
Well,
I'm amazed you know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I've been around.
Well, I'm the wrong guy to ask about this.
So this deserves more.
Yeah. No, it does. And I think it's something to move forward with expectations that it's going to happen.
Right.
Because, but I'm really the wrong guy to ask if I do this myself for the things that I hand out, on a smaller scale, not a challenge coin, but the pins that I hand out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are great icebreakers. They're just great public relations things to have.
All right. Let me throw something out. I'm Facebook friends with a group in a little town where I grew up in Illinois. Okay, and in 1952, it was the centennial of that town. And there are still people on that page now that are after the centennial coin from Woodstock, Illinois, centennial 1952. And they're going for up to $500 a piece.
Wow.
And they're a wooden coin.
Hmm. Wooden?
Wood. A wooden coin.
That'd be good.
Around
to it.
We can cut down a pine tree and make
some
water.
Subject to acknowledge the 50th anniversary specifically. Do you want me to move forward then with 150 of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
We certainly could. My thought is if it's exactly the same price for 100 or 100 and a half, we get them, we test market them, we see how they sell, we see if the guys really like them. Rather than to commit to 150, if there's no difference in price.
We're
if 150 is a price break, then it would make some economic sense. Huh?
Well, except we can't order 50 the year from now.
No.
Right.
Oh, you can't. I thought once you get your 100, you could reorder.
No, the minimum order actually might be 101.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with you. That changes things then.
So it's a run. Okay.
All right. So eventually everything sells. Everything sells.
But it's in his budget.
Right. So
We're
going to say it's fine. We'll do 150.
Yeah. Right. And if he does 150 and he may be going over budget, then you may have to come back and say, hey, this is what it's going to be. So there'll be another discussion here with us about the big quantity. But as long as you stay within your budget, and that's why we need to have this running budget account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
We are
5 minutes past.
Morale and merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'd love to see a natural place in it for a hole if someone actually wanted to put their own hole in it.
Who in the hell are you?
I'm the guy, man. I'm the guy that makes stuff
people want
to
put on their
keychain.
I'm not going to put that in.
No, I'm not going to set that expectation.
It's the tradition of these things.
All right.
Yeah.
The little clap that goes around silver dollars that you...
There you go. Buy one.
Offer the little clip that goes around.
There you are. Okay. Good idea. Community announcements. WCAA.
We have the Bazaar this afternoon. Everybody's invited. 4 o'clock. It's a fun auction.
It's 4. Okay, and that's the Nieberman old place.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. If you've got an unloved Christmas gift that you got or an unloved birthday gift you didn't like, bring it and donate it to the cause, and it'll be an open bidding from $5 on up. So it's a fun potluck.
Is it a silent auction or is it open?
Open.
Open bid.
Just everybody writes down.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Going, yeah.
Right, but it's not like an auctioneer.
No.
I have 3 tires.
Until the end.
I understand. Yeah. Good. And actually, it's also a potluck of sorts, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I know we're planning to come, so we'll, okay.
It's going to be fun.
Okay, Victoria, and then I didn't have my green bag. I dropped my green bag, didn't get a green bag, so you got a couple of bags full of stuff.
Oh, that's okay. I've got a green bag for you for next time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else from WCA, FireWire? No. Lauren's not here. Public forum, do you have anything to say in addition to this?
A couple of things.
Sure.
You know, thinking of the 50th anniversary that's coming up, we have already scheduled Sunday, Saturday for that September 2nd, Labor Day weekend. That's our last one from 1 to 3 here at the fire station. Maybe you can think ahead that we could do the history of Walker and placards around it. We could get some historical things to do. I have no idea. I was just sitting here hearing about this. So,
okay.
You know, I want you to alert to that. You could maybe start it as a potluck beforehand and people have dessert afterwards at the Sunday, Saturday. I have no idea. Yeah.
And Sunday, Saturday starts at what time?
1 to 3.
Okay.
1 to 3.
The other thing?
Pardon?
The other thing?
The other thing.
You said you had two
things. Yes. And I'm sorry I wasn't here at the beginning. Were the last month's minutes approved?
Yes.
Well, you seem to have duplicated the fire chief's report last month from the September report. As I was looking at the minutes before I came yesterday, I'm reading going, why are they talking about September things? Why are they talking about August
things? I'll make the adjustment.
You are so out of here, dude.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm good, man. Someone else wants to come in.
That's not funny because that would be cutting your pay.
But, Dad, wait a second.
I did it from
did they read them to approve
yeah,
them?
Yeah.
Throw them all back in their court.
Yeah, no. Something I forgot to tell you when you accepted the secretary's position, it comes with a neon bullseye.
Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm. No, that was it's an honest mistake, and I will correct it.
Okay.
So,
not a biggie.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. In terms of the September 2nd, because there are two different functions, two different associations, you know, whatever the WFBA will do, you know, with the anniversary, you know, if we'll consider it. If we have to move it because it's Saturday, Sunday, you've already had something on the calendar, but we'll decide. We'll figure out what to do. And then if you want to slide your Saturday, Sunday into what goes on with the anniversary party, that'd be fine.
Sure.
But it'll be... this thing's going to take on a life of its own, and it'll be fine. In terms of the mistake in the minutes, yeah. Shame on you, Ed.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything? Anybody else have anything?
We can even move the anniversary party to the Sunday. It's
sure.
Still Labor Day
weekend.
There's
lots of things to do.
Yeah.
Lots of things to do. Okay.
That's a neat idea, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have it at the Sunday school.
Well, at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the board meeting.
Second.
Wow, that was fast.
Any discussion about adjournment? All in favor?
Like the meaning, the definition?
Aye.
That was kind of enough already.
We're 10 over. Again, we're going to have to trim 10 minutes off the next month's meeting.
Yeah, I got to go get my tile.
I think I'm missing next month. I am.
Hey, Roger.
You.
Again? Trying to look at that again.
Yes, I
did. You want to see what we're doing in the way of a camera at all? We have any cameras?
Yeah, December 13th.
And I turned that monitor on and turned off, and it turned off the lock of power for some reason.
No.
Well, I don't know.
I got to go run to the.
Yeah. Okay. She had Linda come back.
Here's your badge, sir.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for supporting me.
Where'd you
walked right by it.
Yeah, fire's going
both of them
last night. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's going on?